François-Édouard Meloche, born February 27, 1855, was a painter-decorator. Native of Montreal, he was the son of watchmaker Charles Meloche. He received his artistic training from Napoleon Bourassa, who taught him architecture, painting, and sculpture. Like several of Bourassa's other students, among them the sculptor Louis-Philippe Hébert, he participated in the decoration of Notre-Dame-de-Lourdes Chapel in Montreal, carried out between 1875 and 1882. During his career, Meloche completed the interior decoration of some 40 places of worship in Canada, notably in the regions of Valleyfield, Quebec City, and the Lower St. Lawrence. The 8 scenes painted on the vault of Notre-Dame de Bon Secours Chapel between 1886 and 1889 are an excellent example of Meloche's style. His work, in which the use of grisaille and trompe-l'œil dominates, takes its inspiration from the style of Hippolyte Flandrin and François-Édouard Picot. Meloche taught at the Conseil des Arts des Manufactures from 1886 to 1899. His disciples were Joseph Saint-Charles and Joseph-Charles Franchère. Meloche ended his life in relative obscurity and died in Montreal in 1914. Born in 1849, deceased on September 10, 1928, at the age of 79, Delphis Adolphe Beaulieu was a painter, decorator, and a painter of stage sets. Beaulieu probably received his training at the Joseph Chabert School in Montreal. He devoted himself to a variety of activities, such as gilt work on glass, painting of signs and decorative illustration, decoration of houses, and painting building interiors. In 1878, he teamed up with Onésime M. Lavoie. Together, they completed many projects, particularly the decoration of the vaults of the church and the baptistery of the Church of Sainte-Famille in Boucherville, that of the chapel of the Carmelite Convent in the Hochelaga district of Montreal, and the decoration of Saint-Sauveur Church in Quebec City. In 1888, Beaulieu, decorator and fresco painter, decided to go out on his own. Beaulieu completed numerous church decors, notably those of the churches of L'Annonciation in Oka and Saint-Vincent-Paul in Laval, the Cathedral of Marie-Reine-du-Monde in Montreal, and, of course, Notre-Dame-de-Bon-Secours Chapel in 1908. Osias-le-Duc was born in Saint-Hilaire-de-Rouville, today Mont-Saint-Hilaire, on October 8, 1864, and died on June 16, 1955 in Saint-Hyacinthe. He was a painter, church decorator, and illustrator. Around 1881, he worked with the sculptor Carly in Montreal. Then, around 1883, he assisted Adolphe Rowe with various commissions. Around 1890, he was working under Luigi Capello, an Italian painter, to complete his first monumental decorations at the Church of Saint Paul l'Ermite. Later, he received his first church decoration project at the Cathedral of Saint-Charles-Borromée in Joliette, for which he completed a group of 23 paintings. Le Duc completed the decoration of more than 30 churches and chapels in Quebec, Nova Scotia, and in the eastern United States. Among his major work is the decoration of the churches of Mont-Saint-Hilaire, Saint-Romuald in Farnham, the vault of the Chapelle of Sacré-Cœur de Jésus and that of Saint-Enfant-Jésus in Myland District of Montreal, the chapel of the Archbishop's residence in Sherbrooke, the baptistry of Notre-Dame Basilica in Montreal, as well as the Church of Notre-Dame de la Présentation in Shawinigan-Sud, his work at Bon Secours dates to 1908 to 1909. To continue your visit, please select stop number 11.